This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
There we go. All right. There we go. All right. Now we're locked and loaded. I'm ready to rock and roll from Caneswear, 2511 South University Drive in Davie. I see everybody on the chat board like, yo, can't hear you, can't hear you. Everybody else can hear us in the mall, but hopefully, yeah, it's all good now. Everybody's coming through now. Yes, so we're out here at Davie, and if you want to come by to 2511 South University Drive, come on by. I was just inside the store, and they've got all these killer, like, neon signs, you know, cane signs. They're actually really cool, man, for your sports room or your bar or all that kind of stuff. And of course, they got a lot of Heat gear, a lot of Panthers gear. So we got the playoffs going on right now. Inter Miami is in action tomorrow, taking on the Red Bulls from New York. You can also get some Inter Miami stuff. They got some really groovy, different colors of Marlins and Canes and Heat hats that aren't their traditional normal colors. So you could kind of mix it up. And if you have like different colored shirts, you know, they don't go with the traditional color that you may have for a Heat or a Marlins cap, but they've got like yellow and light blue and like different kind of colors. It's actually really, really cool. I didn't want to mess too much with the hats, but I'll show you some stuff here in a minute. But anyway, so appreciate all of you as always out there tuning in. It is a big night tonight for the Miami Heat. Tonight at 8:30. Now, listen, it's not that it's a must-win tonight, but it's a must-performance, let's just say, because really, the Heat aren't in the same position of the Panthers. The Panthers, by the way, sometimes I hear some of the, and I get it, sometimes it's, you know, programming that's tied to the, you know, what politically one way or another to the team or whatever. And splits aren't acceptable for the Panthers. You know, so, oh, well, let's bring, win at least one to bring it back to game five. Well, that's not good enough. But anyway, we'll get to that later. But just kind of funny when I hear people think about just winning one of two in Tampa. But anyway, the Heat, they've got to win one of two. They've got to split the series, tie it up again at 2-2, and then you have a three-game series with two of them at home, and you take care of business. But what you can't have tonight for the Miami Heat is a blowout. It's not that it's acceptable to lose, but you got to have one hell of an effort that convinces you that, hey, you tweak a little thing here or there, you win game four. That's the worst-case scenario tonight. It cannot be a blowout, because a blowout, and you've got two back-to-back blowouts, that doesn't make you feel good for game four. See what I'm saying? So today, it's about either winning or losing a really close game because you played really, really well and something happened, the ball bounced their way, they edged you, whatever. That's fine. You know, that shows you that, okay, game two was the aberration. And that game three, hey, we kind of fixed everything. Now you got to kind of fix everything in the game four. So to me, that's where it really stands right now for the Heat. Tonight is a night where you've got to have an outstanding performance. And I already saw it on the chat board, some people talking about Oladipo and all that. And Tyler Hero's the guy. Tyler Hero is the guy. Not Bam. Bam can get all motivated if he wants for one game or whatever. You know, I've already lost hope with Bam. Okay, Bam's a hell of a player. He's a hell of a defensive player. He just doesn't have it for offense. Okay? He just doesn't have it. He has no drive to be great on offense. His whole thing is on defense. Oh, and by the way, you had no steals and no blocks, Bam. You know, that's what I need from Bam tonight. 15 rebounds, whatever you get in points is a bonus because you're a garbage offensive player. And then on defense, bro, get blocks. You know, Luka Doncic yesterday had 3 steals and a block. And Dallas can't play defense. That's why they lost yesterday. So, bam, bro, play defense. Play defense and play your ass off. I don't need you on offense anymore. I'm not asking for your offense. Whatever you get, bro, 10, 12, 14 points, it's a bonus. We'll take it. You're not an offensive player, okay? You have no balls for offense. You have no desire. You have no fire. You're not a leader on offense. So let's just put Bam Adebayo away for offense already, okay? I don't care about Bam's offense. Whatever we get from his scrubby offense, because that's all it is. It's a scrubby offense. It's nothing. He's got a nothing game because he's got no balls in that game. It's about Tyler Hero. Okay? Not Oladipo, Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero's the guy that's the sixth man of the year. Tyler Hero's the guy that's done it before. He did it in the bubble, and he had a hell of a year this year. And tonight, Tyler Hero has to say, I'm Robin. I'm Robin to Jimmy's Batman because he's the guy that's going to be on the court a lot. He's the guy that's going to handle the ball a lot. He's the guy that can penetrate, create, score, shoot. He can do it all. But he's got to – what needs to be shed is his respectful space, I think, is what's happening with him. He defers to Lowry whenever he's on the court. He defers to, of course, Jimmy Butler. He defers to Bam Adebayo. He defers to PJ Tucker. No more deferring. Jimmy, you don't want the ball. I'm taking over. You know, did you watch the Dallas game at all? Well, okay, so if it's not Doncic, it's who? Brunson, right? Okay, that's what I want. That's what I want. I want Tyler Hero to become Jalen Brunson. And I'm talking about Jalen Brunson's balls. Because that's a tough sumbitch, bro. If there's something I admire the hell out of Jalen Brunson is, he is fearless. He's the small guy that will post you up. Do you know what kind of a fearless sumbitch you got to be a short guy? And you want to post you up? And he's a whirling dervish under that paint. He'll work his way around, try to create space one way or another with his speed. He is relentless. That's what I want from Tyler Hero. I want Tyler Hero to grab Jalen Brunson's attitude and bring it with him on the court. And I want Tyler Hero to just tell everybody on the court, yo, I'm here to take over. I'm here to shoot. Oh, Jimmy, you hesitating? Give me the ball right now. I want him to be Mr. Aggressive from here on out. It's time. He even talked about it after winning the award for sixth man. He was basically saying, you know, I'm more than that. I want to be a starter, that kind of stuff. You know, he basically told you that sixth man is nice. That's just a stepping stone. Well, here you go, dude. Here's the stage. You know, LeBron James several years ago graduated from NBA stud school here in Miami in game 6 against the Celtics. That's when he crossed the threshold of saying, yeah, I got to be a son of a bitch. Time for Tyler Hero to become a son of a bitch and do it against the Celtics, just like LeBron did. That's the guy tonight that has to take over opposite of Jimmy Butler. And I'm hoping that's his attitude going into this game. I'm hoping he realizes that if he said it himself, if he wants to take the next step, here's the stage. And it's not like he can't do it. We saw it in the bubble. So time, it's here, it's now. I want to see Tyler Hero elevate himself tonight and take it to the next level and stay there. I don't want to see any of this Bam bullshit. I'm tired of Bam already. Okay? Love Bam. I know what he is already. Now I'm going to look at him for what he is. A defensive player that whatever you get from him on offense is a bonus. That's it. No fire. No desire to be great on offense. None whatsoever. But Tyler has it. Tyler has it. Tyler wants it. He now has to take hold of it. That's the guy I'm looking for tonight. Sure, Kyle Lowry's going to play tonight probably. We'll talk to Ira Winderman in the latter part of the second hour, somewhere after 12:30. We'll get in contact with Ira, and he, of course, will be covering shoot-around and everything else. So he'll give us the latest. But it looks like Lowry's going to play, and so is P.J. Tucker. So that's good. But Lowry's not going to save your ass. An older player who's out of shape with a hamstring injury is not going to come in now and all of a sudden become a 25-point scorer and, you know, and a whirling dervish on defense and shut everybody. No. He'll help you on defense. He'll help you on offense. He'll definitely run the offense for you, but he's not going to be your savior. Tyler Hero needs to be a savior tonight. Sure, Bam Adebayo's got to do his part as on defense. P.J. Tucker's got to do his part on defense, hit some threes. Strus has got to do something. Caleb has got to pitch in. Everybody's got to contribute. There's no doubt Oladipo's got to come off that bench and help out, but it's Tyler Hero, man. Tyler Hero's the guy that has to take over. All right, the Welton Realm text line, 855-912-1056. That's 855-912-1056 if you want to get in on the program. That's how you reach out to us on the Welt and Realm text line, 855-912-1056. And speaking of the Heat, they've got all kinds of great stuff out here at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. You're going to be hanging out at the house. You're going to a bar. You know, you want a Heat culture shirt, baby. Look at that. Look at that. That's a beautiful thing right there. A Heat culture shirt. You can get it. You can get this. You can get all kinds of other things here at Caneswear, 2511 South University Drive in Davie. So come on out and check it out. Here's another white hot Heat shirt. It's a good one. Good one for the ladies, too. A little white hot. Huh? There you go. So they got all kinds of stuff here. Hats and, I mean, you name it, man. All kinds of anything and everything with a Canes logo they've got here at Caneswear, 2511 South University Drive in Davie. So come on out and say hi to us. We'll be out here till a little after 1 o'clock and having some fun. So we definitely would appreciate you guys coming by and talking. I wouldn't call Bam mentally soft. I don't think he's mentally soft. I just think Bam has no drive offensively. He has no desire to be great offensively. That's all. He's very passive because he can be, you know, a force defensively for you. I'm just tired of, oh, we got to motivate Bam. Oh, Bam's got to get motivated for this. I'm a little tired of that, bro. You know, I'm 55 years old. I don't need to get motivated to do this every day. I don't, man. I bring energy every effing day to this. I do this like I give a shit, like I care, because I care. You know what I mean? And so does this dude right here next to me. And if I have to motivate you, I don't want to work with you. You know, when we were running 12-10 and on-site, you know, if I had to motivate somebody to do their job, that person would not last with me 2 seconds. And that's something that tires me about Bam. It tires me that we have to keep trying to get you motivated, bro, to be this or to be that. And I'm just tired of it because he's not that. It's all... At this point, if I have to motivate you, if I have to talk to you about your responsibilities offensively, then it's over already, dude. It's over.
See, with Tyler, I think it's something that's been corralled. And I think he defers a little too much. And I think he needs to stop saying, I think he, with Tyler is different. Tyler, you just need to unleash it already and let it go. And he needs to just take, but Bam does not have it. And he never will. It's just not in him. I hope I'm wrong. I hope he becomes some kind of a late bloomer or something. But by this point, bro, what more do you need? You got your contract already. My God, what more do you need to like, go out there and go do your damn job? So with Bam, I'm done with it. Just go do your job defensively, bro. That's all I would tell him. Just go be Dennis Rodman. You know, just go be that Ben, with the guy for the Detroit Pistons, Ben Wallace. You know, just be that dude. You know what I'm saying? Who's that dude now that's just like defense on a team right now? Oh, the guy from Atlanta that didn't play against the Heat, the tall kid. Oh, damn it. He came from Houston, huh? Clint Capella. Be a Clint Capella. I don't need your offense, bro. I already know. You have no balls for offense. You don't care about offense. You don't care about being great. Nothing, dude. You don't want the ball in the key moment. You don't want the ball in the post. You don't want it at all. So that's fine, bro. Just be a garbage offensive player, which is what you are. You're just a garbage offensive player. Now go play defense. That's what I would do now if I'm the Heat. Why bog yourself down? Why, if you're the Heat, why do I have to motivate you to be? No. Look, Bam, we don't care about your offense anymore. You know, just grab rebounds and any putbacks you want. Go ahead. There's going to be no offense for you. Not that they run any offense for you. Not that they should run any offense for you because you don't deserve it. But you need to, like, sit down with him and say, Bam, we need you to grab every rebound in sight, block as many shots, and steals. We don't care about your offense anymore. We've realized that you're not an offensive player. You might as well insult him. That's kind of what you need. You kind of need to insult him and say, hey, Bam, we got it. We understand now. You don't want to be an offensive player. You don't care about offense. You're practically a pussy on offense. Let's just call it like we see it. Right? You've got nothing. There's nothing for you on offense, right? So the only thing you can do is play defense, right? That's who you are, right? You don't want to develop your skill set enough. So do me a favor, brother. 15 rebounds, get me 3 blocks, get me 3 steals, and that's how you can earn your money. We don't care about your offense. That's all. And maybe he gets excited and starts to play king-size garbage time offense and starts to scoop up every offensive rebound and put back because he realizes now there will be no offense for him anymore. That's all. Because that's what Bam is, bro. And unfortunately, the Florida Panthers are stuck with 2 Bam Adebayos and no Jimmy Butlers. That's the sad part. You know, Sasha Barkov and Jonathan Huberdeau are Bam Adebayos, not Jimmy Butlers. No balls, no guts, no desire to be great in the great moments. None. So it is what it is. Bam is what he is. Go get 15 rebounds, 3 blocks, 3 steals. You can do that, Bam. That you can do. You can't get me 17 points tonight because you're not skilled enough. You don't have the balls. You have no desire, nothing whatsoever. You have no fire. So focus on defense, Bam. That's what you are. 855-912-1056. No, he's not even Gobert. You know that? He's not even Gobert on defense. I just told you. Luka Doncic had 3 steals and a block yesterday. Bam couldn't come up with a steal or a block in game 2 against the Celtics. Do you know how pathetic that is? You know how embarrassing that is? It's not embarrassing that Bam is not a force on offense. That should no longer be a surprise. That should not be something that should disappoint you. That's the norm. But if he doesn't get steals and blocks, that's unacceptable. Because that's what he can do. He can't be an offensive player. Okay, let's just face that. But he has to be a defensive force. And if you're not getting blocks and steals, what are you good for, Bam? What are you good for, dude? So this is the postseason where we find out if Jonathan Huberdeau, if Bam Adebayo, and Sasha Barkov, if their BBs will ever drop. That's what we're going to find out. Because I don't care about what you do in the regular season. Show me what you do in the postseason when it matters. That's what I want to see. And for those of you that don't know, this is the new theme song of the Panthers. So there you go. Oh, and Bam Adebayo, because he is a big pussycat. I mean, it really pisses me off that that guy has to be motivated by now. So $200 million doesn't motivate you, bro? Want to be great? Isn't it like a $200 million contract? How much was it? Like 190 something, right? Doesn't that motivate you, bro? Shit, unemployment motivates me. $200 million can motivate you? I find that pathetic. I find it embarrassing. 5 years, 163? Oh, I'm sorry. He's only making 163 million. My apologies. You know, 163 million can't really motivate you to be great. I'm sorry. How much? So average salary, 32.6 million. Yeah, no, that's not enough to motivate you. Nah. So for $32 million, you get 6 points, 9 rebounds, and 2 assists, no steals, no blocks. Oh, okay. You're lying? Oh, he's lying. Sean is lying apparently now. Oh, there's an escalator that could take it to 195. Okay, all right. Is there a dumb waiter that can take it down to 25?
It doesn't look that way. Yeah, because no, I remember the 195
there isn't a dumb
number.
There isn't a dumb waiter that can take it down to 25 million?
Nothing that can bring it down.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay, yeah. So, I mean, there's an escalator. I would like a dumb waiter.
Yeah, because I remember the 195 being a number, and I couldn't remember why I'd heard that number, but there's an escalator that can take it up to 195. 163 is guaranteed.
Right. And by the way, for those of you that are like under 40 or something, a dumb waiter is it's an elevator that they use as a service elevator in hotels and stuff, just in case. Yeah, I got to worry about young people because they haven't been around long and they don't really know much. Tua will shock the league. Okay, well, we're not talking about that at the moment. Maybe they're just happy to be there. It happened to the Dolphins the first time. Nah, I don't think that that's the case. And let's not compare the Dolphins of those days to anything that's going on right now, please. None of those teams are at that level. Because that was a great team that was brewing. Watch it. That's a huge comparison there. Talk about a team that went to 3 straight championships. You know, that's a whole different ballgame. I love the sign with the IBS behind you. Oh.
Oh, okay. I see. All right. Well, we're come on over to Caneswear and get it, bro. All these signs are available to you. Signs everywhere. Sign. That's what it is. It's all over here. All kinds of signs here. I was just going to say that, Big O, having a job motivates me. Exactly. I mean, just it's the weirdest thing that we're still talking about Bam Adebayo and his shortcomings. Like, that's embarrassing. Like, isn't Bam Adebayo embarrassed himself? Doesn't he, like, look at that box score and say, man, dude, I'm a loser. I didn't block a shot. I didn't steal the ball. I had 9 rebounds. Does he look at himself in the mirror and say, wow, I stole a lot of money tonight? I'm just wondering. I mean, when are people held accountable here? That's what I want to know. Do you hold people accountable? Miami Heat, are you holding Bam Adebayo accountable? Is Jimmy Butler rattling this guy's cage? Is Pat Riley coming down? Look, I don't necessarily look at Spo as Mr. Motivator. I think he's more Mr. Cerebral than anything else. And I don't look at him as Mr. Intimidation, get in your face guy. But, you know, somebody's got... Alonzo Mourning's got to walk over. Yo, young fella, what the hell are you doing? And not hell. Okay? Hell's too much of a nice word. It's got to be like an F-bomb in there. Like, what are you doing, bro? Are you the guy or what? Because you're playing like a wuss. And again, the W's not the right letter. You know, somebody's got to corner that guy and say, yo, enough's enough already, dude. What are you, a little millennial bitch? Do you not know what it is to have responsibilities and you have to come through? And, like, people are tired of talking about that you don't do enough. And why does that have to keep... Why does that have to come up already? Didn't they give you your damn contract? Well, then when are you going to do your part? Does anybody get into Bam's face and tell him that? Does anybody get in his face and tell him 6 points, 9 rebounds, and 2 assists? Really, Bam? Let me repeat that again. 6 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists. No steals, no block. Really, Bam? Dude, can you be any more of a bum? All right, somebody needs to treat him harshly. You know, tough love has to come around. I get it. Millennials and Generation Zs, they fold like cheap tents when it comes to tough love. I get it. I understand that. It's a little harder to communicate with younger people in today's world. You got to kind of pussyfoot around with the whole thing. Brother, they gave you $200 million, man. It's a tough game, tough moment. You're not a barista, my brother. You're not at a bakery. You're inside an NBA game. And the Boston Celtics are cutting your heart out. And the Williams boys are coming off the bench playing with the kind of fire and desire you're not. So, listen, man, when it all depends on what we're talking about. Lots of professions, you don't need desperation. Lots of professions, you don't need mental toughness. It's a lot of them like that. This isn't one of them. This is the NBA. This is the highest level of basketball, and you're in the Eastern Conference Finals for the rights to go to the NBA Finals. It's cutthroat, man. I mean, if you want it easy, Bam, then join the 3-on-3 league and go play with a whole bunch of old and over-the-hill basketball players.
where none of it really matters. Somebody has got to get in Bam's face because this has got to stop already. He's got to watch Dwayne Wade tapes. He needs to watch Alonzo Mourning. He needs to watch Dan Majerle, even with a busted back. He needs to watch Jimmy Butler. Oh, wait, doesn't he watch Jimmy Butler every night? Doesn't he have one of the better seats in the house to watch Jimmy Butler, Sean? Oh, okay. Because last time I checked, I think he sets like one hell of an example of how you're supposed to play in the NBA. There's nothing soft about Jimmy Butler. There's nothing passive about Jimmy Butler. So I don't know. Bam's around Jimmy Butler, and he can't be more like Jimmy Butler. Think about that. I've seen more from Caleb Martin trying to be like Jimmy Butler than Bam Adebayo ever has been. And again, why are we still talking about this guy 5 years in about whether he can turn it on a consistent basis? That's pathetic. That's embarrassing. You know, when you're the Heat, you have to stop Jimmy Butler from going too much and too far because he might hurt himself. When you're the Heat, you've got to be careful with PJ Tucker because he might push himself too much. I don't see that with Bam. Spoelstra says Lowry and Tucker will warm up tonight with the intention to play. There we go. Does Lowry start warming up now? Okay. As long as they don't warm up like Robert Kraft does at an Asian day spa, that's all right. Then we're good. Just warm up on the court, not in an Asian day spa. That's another way of warming up. Jose Lucas, thank you for the love on the super chat. He says, props to Reed calling Bam and Hero out, no shows. Yeah, I mean, it was one of those polite ways of talking about, but it's obvious. I mean, Panther people are talking about Huberto and Barkov have to be, I mean, but it's those are obvious. They're obvious. Now, with Bam, I just want him to step up defensively. That's it. I'm not going to ask any more offense. I'm not even going to get into that anymore. Like I told you already, he's a garbage offensive player. That's what he is. He'll never be a really good offensive player because he doesn't want to be. He has no desire, no fire, no nothing. Okay? I've given up on Bam, the offensive player. Okay? But now, bro, I need 15 rebounds every night. I need multiple blocks. I need multiple steals. I need defense. That's what I want from Bam Adebayo. I just want you to be Ben Wallace. I just want you to be Dennis Rodman. I just want you to be Clint Capella. I don't care about your offense, bro. Don't care about it. Be dominant defensively because that's all you can do. That's all. And that's what they need to tell him. No problem. Hey, Bam, don't worry about offense anymore. But you better go get us 15 rebounds. And 7 of them better be offensive. Find a way, get it done. That's it. Hey, no more pressure on your offense, kid. Just go focus on defense. We'll take care of the offense. Maybe the Celtics are too much. We'll find out. We'll find out. I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. I think the Heat will split there in Boston, and I think people will calm down after that. But I need to see it to believe it that the Celtics are that much better. You know, I was talking with a buddy of mine, and he goes, you don't think they're that much better? I said, no. I need to see that it's habitual. I don't overreact on one game in the NBA, a league that is full of runs and lucky nights and hot nights and cold nights and on nights and off nights. And I'm just not that guy yet. I need to see it thoroughly before I believe it. So if I see the Celtics take care of business here, then I'm going to tell you, yeah, you're right. You're right. But I think the Heat, I think Jimmy's going to motivate these guys, except for Bam, because nobody motivates Bam clearly, and get them motivated to play their asses off. Yeah. Let's see. Good morning, Big O. Your Saban has more passion than Bam. Yeah, but your Saban can't play the defense Bam can play. Bam has to just focus on defense. That's all. Saban tucked his tail between his legs real quick. Haven't seen him apologize that fast. Well, that's because he knows what's coming now. Now he knows he opened up a can of crap that is coming his way. And nobody deserves more crap coming their way than Nick Saban. If you're going to suck at offense, at least defend. This dude was crying about not getting defensive player of the year. Yeah, well, the other night, it proves why Bam Adebayo doesn't deserve defensive player of the year. You don't play like a defensive player of the year. Somebody's got to tell him that, by the way. That real defensive players of the year are a force every night, no matter what. Somebody better tell him that. Tell him, hey, yo, nine rebounds, no blocks, no steals, and you want to be defensive player of the year? Really? That's insulting, Bam. Oh, but I get it. You're a millennial. You're entitled. You think you're entitled. You didn't want to earn it, actually. I got you, millennial. Jose Lucas, we're already beat Boston in Boston in a fight for the number one seed. They were all healthy. This is just about Boston wanting that game two more than us. Nobody decided to show up. Amen. That's what I'm looking at, Jose. And that's why I believe that the Heat will win one of two here and people will calm down and they say, okay, you know, listen, if you don't have faith in the Panthers, dude, I understand. I don't have faith in the Panthers. But I have faith in the Heat. This is a great organization. They've got terrific players overall. Jimmy Butler's an exceptional leader. So I'm counting on them to bounce back because they've done this before. And they've gone to places that we never expected them, like when they went to the finals in the bubble. So I refuse to not have faith in the Heat. I always have faith in the Heat. Did I like what happened in game two? Hell no. But am I going to get to the point where a lot of you out there are overreacting, thinking, oh no, Boston is 100 times better. See, Marcus Smart and Horford came in and it made all the difference in the world and the Heat can't counter that. Oh, that's a bunch of crap. The Heat have their own guys. And by the way, Marcus Smart is the same guy that I saw him piss away a game all by himself against the Bucks. Same exact guy. Okay? Same exact guy. I saw him make two critical errors at the end of the game against the Bucks and give away a game. So, and he's a hell of a player, don't get me wrong, but let's not make it sound like, oh my God, with these two guys, it's over. They're so much better, so much deeper. No, bull crap. The Heat played like garbage. I expect Tyler to respond to this. I expect a lot of these guys to respond to this. I even expect Bam to respond on the defensive side. I don't know if he'll do it two games in a row, but at least tonight, I can see him after getting some crap for 2 days. And I would imagine somebody in the organization reached out to Bam and said, yo, what's up, dude? You know? So even Bam, I expect him to play with some desperation on defense. So I expect the Heat to have a fire lit under their ass for these next two games. They know. They know they have to at least split. It's not that loser mentality that I've seen from some people in the Panthers or around the Panthers. Well, they got to at least win one of two. That's a loser-ass mentality for the Panthers. Well, we got to have at least game five back here. What? So after the season you've had, the best you think you can do is one of two in Tampa? And you think that that's a good thing to come back down 3-1? It's loser mentality, bro. John Rouse is in the house. Typical Heat to give someone like Bam $200 million. He's getting paid like he's a superstar. Yeah, it's true. That's, you know, that's 100% right. The Heat screwed up with that contract because he's not a superstar. He'll never be a superstar, you know? So yeah, no, it's a good point on your part. The Heat screwed up on that one because he can't get it. He can't get it offensively. So if he can't get it offensively, yeah, he's not worth the money. That there's no doubt. And by the way, if you're not going to be worth the money offensively and you're going to respond with 9 rebounds, no steals and no blocks in a playoff game, then yeah, you're an even bigger embarrassment overall. I hope he gets embarrassed. I hope he gets thoroughly embarrassed. He kind of needs it. We got to see how he responds to something like this. Miles Deep says, "What's up, Big O? Sean from Vegas. We need the edge, baby." Well, we got the edge in the refrigerator. I don't know about the Panthers, but I can see the Heat getting that edge. And by the way, you can go to myedgedrink.com, get 10% off your order. Use the code Big O. Get 10% off that order there at myedgedrink.com. Delicious, smooth, and zero aftertaste. The best energy drink on the planet. All right, what else do we have here? So 8 o'clock, 8:30, that is tied. You know, I might be a bad fan today. Yep. The man with two first names will be disappointed with me. I'm thinking of going to see Candlebox tonight at the Culture Room. Boy, was my Doppler working or what, huh? Because yesterday in the 10 o'clock hour, we were at KSDT. I was like, yeah, it doesn't look that good out there. You know, maybe I'm not going to go to Candlebox tonight at Pompano Beach Amphitheater because it's out in the open. And I don't know if anybody went to that concert last night, but it rained like crazy in Lauderdale. They canceled Rockville last night. The first night. That sucks, dude. For those that wanted to go see Megadeth, you lost out. It was probably one of the weaker nights out of the Rockville weekend, but still, it's a lot of bands that got canceled yesterday, man. Skillet also was canceled. There was a couple of pretty good bands that were canceled last night, man. That was rough. So I may go tonight to the Culture Room. It's under roof. I like Candlebox. Haven't seen Candlebox in a long, long time. So I don't know. Maybe I'll record it and then watch it when I come back. I'll be a bad, bad fan. I don't know yet. I haven't decided yet. Haven't even bought the ticket. And by the way, you can also order Edge Energy Drink at liquorsplit.com. Go to liquorsplit.com, download the app, the Liquor Split app, iOS or Android. You can order Edge Energy Drink there. Now, you won't get the 10% off. That's only when you go to myedgedrink.com, you use Big O, you get the 10% off. But if you're going to watch the Heat tonight, you're going to watch the Panthers tomorrow, you're going to watch Inter Miami, you're going to watch the Marlins, you know, taking on the Braves. Tonight, Elisser Hernandez is on the mound towing that slab. Man, order your drinks, order your snacks. All you got to do is download that Liquor Split app, iOS or Android. It's a beautiful thing. It is time now for our Liquor Split matchup of the night.
It's time to tap that app. And no one loves to tap that app like the Big O. Here's the Liquor Split matchup of the night.
All right. So tonight we got Boston favored by 6.5. The over and under is 207.5. Heat are plus 220 in the money line. Boston is minus 270.
in the money line. Now, I like the Heat, man. Now, I'm not going to tell you that they're going to outright win this game. They can. I think they're going to have an inspired effort tonight. And if Lowry and P.J. Tucker play, and I think P.J. taking the floor is going to be just an emotional lift for this team because he means so much. He plays with the kind of heart that, you know, I'd love for Bam to actually tear a piece of heart from P.J. Because that's he watches Butler and P.J. Doesn't he understand that that's how you're supposed to play when they're paying you $200 million? Anyway. I'm going to go with the Heat plus 6.5 here. Even if the Celtics win this game, I don't believe they're going to win by 7. In fact, I think if they win this game, it'll be one that they eke it out if it happens. But I'm expecting an inspired effort at the TD Garden tonight by the Miami Heat. And now knowing, you know, Lowry and PJ are warming up and with the intentions to play, and they know what's on the line, those guys are going to play, man. They know they need 3 more wins to get to the NBA Finals, and I think they're going to do whatever it takes to get to it. I am going to take the Heat plus 6.5 tonight. I'll take the dog. That's our liquor split matchup of the night.
The matchup of the night is brought to you by Liquor Split, Miami's own online liquor store. Liquor Split. Download the Tap That app and get your favorite liquor delivered to you for just $2.99. No risk, no drinking and driving. Tap That app with Liquor Split.
Yes, sir. And they're pointing out, man of 1,005 votes, Big O, you're not a fan if you skip the Heat game, pal. He's got some laughing faces. But I got to rock out tonight, man. Thinking about it. Just go see a little Candlebox tonight. Tomorrow night, I'm going to go see Pat Benatar and John Waite over at Pompano Beach Amphitheater. I'm still a little disappointed that Patti Smythe and Scandal canceled. I was actually looking forward to seeing Patti Smythe, man. I'm a big Patti Smythe guy. Damn it. That sucks, man. That sucks. By the way, FLPDjobs.com, I see you're putting it there. They are now hiring certified police officers. So if you are looking for work, and if you're watching from another state and you're trying to make the move to South Florida and you are in law enforcement, the Fort Lauderdale Police Department is hiring certified police officers. So please go to FLPDjobs.com and check it out for yourself there. By the way, I'm wearing a Kuzama shirt, and Kuzama is the test protocol for Polkadot. And, you know, as always, I always tell you, listen, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just a guy who loves crypto. I can never tell you when the top is coming, when the bottom is coming. You know, once Bitcoin hit 42, I've told you guys, hey, man, we're in a buying zone, and we've been in a buying zone for 5 months now. And the one thing that I will tell you, and again, it might be a bad prediction on my part. We shall see. But it's bad what's going on with China on lockdown, and they're not producing, which is setting back the supply chain. The war going on, inflation, we're printing zillions of dollars, all kinds of stuff. Rates are going up. There's so many things going on, right? That right now, let me tell you something. As long as you can invest money, but whatever it is now, because stock market is way down, Tesla stock is, I'm not in the stock market, but obviously there's a lot of stocks right now that are probably worth buying and holding. Tesla, whatever, many stocks that are down, you would Apple, whatever, you would like to take advantage of those kind of moments now. And I feel that the crypto market has been like that for 5 months now. And now I'm getting the feeling, normally summers aren't great as it is. Summer's right around the corner. And with everything else going on, it's not like the war is going to end. It's not like we're going to fix the supply chain in the next week or month.
Hell, we've got mothers all over the country that can't feed their kids the proper milk because we're not producing it. And that's going to take several weeks to get that back on track. So in this whole negative cycle of everything, I think for the next 3, 4, 5 months, we're still going to be in this down cycle. And I don't know how much more Bitcoin will go down. If it does, and altcoins might go down, like Kuzama's gone down plenty, and I've scooped up a ton of Kuzama and a ton of Polkadot. I got into Chainlink now. Now that Chainlink got to a point where it's just at a ridiculous price. So for me, as long as I have discretionary income to continue to pile up more Polygon, more ADA, more Bitcoin, more Ethereum, more Kuzama, more Polkadot, I'm going to continue. VeChain, Crow, the coins that I like, right? Decentraland, I'm going to just continue piling on and piling on and piling on. Because it doesn't, I mean, I'm collecting VeChain now in the 3 cent area. It's ridiculous. None of this has changed. Mass adoption will come. Obviously, it's going to take some time. And that's fine. To me, what's happened now in this OK Coin crypto corner that I'm telling you, the last 5 months have been a blessing the way I've looked at it. And the way it's looking, it doesn't look like we're running out of time to take advantage of some of these buys. It looks like because of all the mess that's going on in this world, it's going to buy us a few more months. Who knows? Maybe all the way to the end of the year that we'll be in this trading sideways phase. So if this was your opportunity over the next few months to collect more Apple or more Tesla or more Kusama or whatever you like to invest in, do your homework, projects that you believe in, then if they're great projects, they're going to stand the test of time and they're going to survive through this downturn. You know what I'm saying? So for me, like, I know where Ethereum and Bitcoin is going to end up. I know where Polkadot is going because I know what it means to the entire ecosystem of the blockchain. So for I am convinced, you know? So if I can continue to collect, Star Atlas is under a penny. Are you effing kidding me? I'm piling on Star Atlas and leaving it there, man. You know, Kadena. Kadena's gotten under $3 in the mid $2, and it got down to like $2, $1.90 or whatever, and scooped up more of that and just leave it and let it sit there. As long as it's just, remember what I always tell you, it must be discretionary income because that's the only kind of investment money that makes it. If it's money you need for rent or mortgage or food or car payments, that's not the money you ever invest. You use that money to survive. That's what we're here for in life. But if you have a little extra money that you don't need and you can let it sit there because it's going to sit there for a while, then you're doing the right thing. As long as you understand, if you can stake it and you can earn interest, like on OKCoin, I have loaded up on Avalanche and man, I'm getting it at 10%. Are you kidding me? That's one of the best investments out there. And ApeCoin, by the way, is moving off of Ethereum. Well, they're going to use Ethereum, but they're also going to go on another blockchain. And word is that it may be Avalanche. And I'm a huge Avalanche supporter. And where Avalanche is now is a gift. Again, do your homework. Read up on any stock, coin, real estate also right now is, from what I'm hearing, I'm not a real estate guy, but a couple guys that I do know, apparently there's some opportunities now because of the direction we're going in. I'm just saying, just do your homework. But man, the opportunities right now are absolutely beautiful. All right, let's take a quick break. Let's get ready for hour number two. Ira Winderman will join us. He'll give us our Acura Pembroke Pines Miami Heat and NBA report. Chase One says, Big O, get that cheddar. You damn right. You damn right. And this is not when things are at their worst, when coins or stocks are at their lowest, and when it looks like it's in the most impossible time, this is when these people get rich. Because this is when people buy. You know, it happens all the time. And John here is next to me, and he's an investor, so he knows what I'm talking about. And he laughs, too, at this when he hears it. Because I guarantee you, a year from now, whenever Bitcoin makes its run again, and it's at 50, 55, 70, the text machine, the emails are, hey, oh, should I invest now? And it's like, sure, dude, but it's parabolic now. Why didn't you do it before? That's the idea. Do it when it's at its worst, when it's at its lowest, when it keeps going lower, you keep buying, when it looks so bleak, because when it takes off, that's when you're supposed to be cutting profits. Because that's the point is, when you guys tell us, hey, should I get in and Bitcoin's at 57 and 60, guys like John and myself are cutting profits at 57 and 60, not getting in. Why? Because we took advantage at 25 and 27 and 30 and 32 and 35. That's why. So remember, folks, that's kind of the trick of it all. You know, it's really easy to be dark and gloomy when it's dark and gloomy. But when it's dark and gloomy, happens to be the best times to actually invest. But it's also the toughest times to invest, because most people don't have the discretionary income at the times that it's the worst. At the times that it's the best, that's when they have the income, and that's the worst time to invest. It's vicious, it's unfair, but that's the reality. And that's the part that you have to understand. And you can't, and there's a lot of people that write about all this stuff and they don't really know. And you know what's the worst part about it? I don't know if you feel this way, John, but if you don't invest, I have a hard time believing you actually understand what's going on, right? Right, exactly. You know, I have a hard time. If you're a stock guy, if you're a coins guy, if you're a real estate, then I understand. If you invest in, you know, because you live the ups, you live the downs, and then you understand what's going on. But if you just sit back and all you're doing is taking in all the negative and all the FUD and all that, they've already shaped your opinion and you don't really know. You know what I mean? Oh my God, things are terrible. No, actually, no, it's not. Cardano has more DeFi than they've ever had, more money in DeFi in their ecosystem than ever. They have more businesses on their blockchain than ever. They're doing more smart contracts than ever. Yet the coin is at a low point right now in the 50s. So somebody may look at it going, oh, it's at its weakest. No, dude, the company, it's at its strongest right now. It's just that the coin is at its lowest, but this is when you want to invest. Because when the next when the hard fork comes in now towards the end of the year, and that thing starts to take off in 2023 because its ecosystem's a monster already, that's the person that kept staying strong. I got a buddy of mine that is a monster Cardano, like he is. That's most of his investment, and in crypto, like 90% of his investment is all Cardano, and it's a great investment. And he's like pumped because he's been able to buy and continue to lower his overall price, because that's what smart investors do. They don't panic and sell and lose. No, no, no. They continue to buy the same coin or stock and they lower the overall price. So when it does bounce back, the gains are bigger than ever. That's how you play the game. All right. Hour number one is done. That's our OK Coin Crypto Corner. Sean Stanley mastering this program. We're at Caneswear here in Davie, 2511 South University Drive. Come on out, man. We'll be out here for at least another hour. Ira Winderman will join us in the back end of this hour with our Acura Pembroke Pines, Miami Heat, and NBA report. Hour number two is next.